Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a game it was. And I don't mean that in the good way. I mean, oh my God, what a game it was. You heard that. Not one. LeBron, not two, not three. Fast forward. 5 turnovers for your New England Patriots. And yet, they had a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter. They didn't. Spoiler alert, in case you missed it. They did not.
They didn't?
No, they fell on their faces.
They were driving to tie the game up when I tuned out.
Yeah, then Pop Douglas was like, I don't really know what to do on 4th and 2 when you need 2. He's like, should I try to get 7? I'm going to try to make an athletic play. The word knife has been used by Mike Vrabel many times.
As
I don't think he's talking about cutting Pop Douglas. He's talking about what he should have done, what you and I talked about yesterday on the Six Rings post-game show. We've seen, I don't know if Pop Douglas has ever seen it. We've seen it as longtime observers, Fitzy and Hart, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Hi.
We had Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, Troy Brown, Danny Amendola, all those guys who would just dive forward for the 2 yards you needed.
Get the first down.
He didn't.
What?
They lose. 1-2.
But he was right there. I've seen all of the screen caps on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
With the arrows pointing in a million directions. Like, you'll never guess which way he went.
Yeah, your tone is leading there. Yes, it is.
If only Drake May had told him, Pop, you gotta dive forward.
Drake May, the leader that you want for this football team, taking some of the heat, saying he needs to tell him more, which on every play he should probably have to advise all 10 players, because that's how basic this was. Does he have to tell Bradberry, see, when I say the snap count, you have to throw the ball backwards towards me, try to hit me in the hands. Hey, receivers, when I say the snap count, that's when you guys start running. You don't wait longer than that. You run when I say the snap count.
I got a good one. Hey, Ramondre, hold on to the ball this time.
Okay, now you're piling on. That's hurtful.
Wait a second. Wait, he did it twice.
Well, 9 times in a year.
That's true.
9 times.
9 times, Mrs. Bueller. 9
It really
times.
Is unbelievable when you sort of enumerate it, just put it out there like
it's not. It's
9
it's...
times Ramondre Stevenson. But, you know, you could turn the ball over to your other veteran running back, Antonio Gibson.
Oops.
Oh, he fumbled. Or you could just keep it in the hands of the quarterback. He fumbled. Quarterback who we'll talk to at 4 o'clock. Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to Marcus Jones before that, hopefully. All these times are a little bit loose, but he'll be in the 3 o'clock hour for Marcus Jones, who had a penalty that I think he kind of got screwed on, and we'll lean into that. But Mike Vrabel seems to think every penalty that's called, the Patriots are getting screwed. He's been a little too accepting of the penalties for my liking.
You were the one, I believe, who said on last week's Six Rings postgame show, following their victory in Miami, and boy, was that a telling victory, and then some. You were the one who said that it was one of the dumbest things you had ever heard a head coach say, that all those penalties are acceptable. And they continue to be one of the most penalized team in the league. Yep. Most of us, be we casual, media, fanboy, whatever, are, I believe, we're taught at an early age penalties are bad in any sport, let alone the game of football.
Yeah, penalties are bad because they usually come with yardage, and yardage matters and all of that. You know, there's a reason everybody kicks the ball short now, because they don't want to give the other team the ball at the 35, because that would be unnecessary free yardage. Penalties are the same thing. And when you get penalized 8, 9, 7, 12 times a game, you're giving them free yards, upwards of 50, 60, 70, or 100 yards of free yardage. So you'll do whatever it takes to avoid giving them the ball in the 35 on a kickoff, because that extra 15 yards is crazy, but you won't do whatever it takes to avoid having penalties and free yardage. All that is up in the air. Pop Douglas is in our crosshairs. Ramondre Stevenson is in everybody's crosshairs. But I'll tell you one guy who's not in my crosshairs.
One guy. Okay, who's that guy?
That'll be the quarterback of your New England Patriots and the guest here on WEEI Afternoons. And I'm not saying this because we're going to talk to him. I firmly believe I leave that game yesterday thinking 2 weeks in a row, Drake May played well enough to win. You move the ball up and down the field. And I'm not going to whistle past the graveyard, because you know who else isn't whistling past the graveyard? Drake May. He talked about the bad throw in the end zone. That's got to be up in the air. He immediately, postgame, said, that's got to be over the top. Sounded like a mistake maybe he won't make again as a young quarterback learning on the fly.
That's why do we fall down, to learn to pick ourselves up again.
Then when he fumbles, he said, I was trying to do something stupid there. Lesson learned. Basically, he touched the hot stove and goes, whew, that's hot. Probably won't do that again.
Finger in the socket, but one time.
Drake May, though, 2 weeks in a row, I think has been, A, the best quarterback on the field. I think he was the better quarterback yesterday than Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers won, and that's great, and that's his idol, and they hold the ball the same way and all
I mean,
of that.
He got the win, but did he win?
Not really.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the Patriots. I'd rather have Drake May. That's my optimistic takeaway from this game. The Steelers stink. They're old. They're over-leveraged financially. They have Aaron Rodgers. They might actually have to fire a coach, something they haven't done in, I don't know if they've ever done it.
I think they've had three head coaches.
In like 100 years.
Yeah.
So I'd much rather be the Patriots. And in an NFL where we're reassessing all the quarterbacks week to week,
who's the best quarterback from the 2024 draft class this week?
It is still Jaden Daniels, because whether he plays or not, he's banked some credibility from last year and what he did. The second best, up for question. If you're watching last night, when I was watching my wife, she's like, hey, who's this Bears quarterback? He's really good. I go, yeah, watch a couple more games. You won't think the same thing if you keep watching him play.
Give him time. He's not always flea flickers, bombs, and haymakers.
But Drake May's in that conversation now, because I think he has stacked together two decent games. Now, I am not, not everybody agrees with me. There's a lot of haters out there. We took some
there's
on the post-game show.
A lot of Drake May doubters out there that think he doesn't have the it factor. The it factor.
I heard
continues.
It on the midday show. Why are we making excuses? Jones and Keefe, why are we making all these
too
excuses?
Too many sacks.
Because they're truth. They are truth. They are not excuses. Excuses are reasons given by losers. What did Drake May do yesterday? He lost.
He did.
So I'm not calling him a loser in the grand sense of the word.
He still only has two wins as a. Yeah. I refuse.
Is he the only one that only has two wins? Or do his coaches also only have those wins?
I refuse to give him the third win for that the week 18 last year, this January in Buffalo.
He didn't finish the game, and it was a loss.
And people that point out, like, oh, Mac Jones has as many wins in San Francisco this year as Drake May has as Patriots starter.
617-779-7937. All afternoon long, we are reacting to the Patriots' loss. Drake May, Pop Douglas, or Drop Douglas, some people call him. Or on that play, some on Twitter are calling him Poop Douglas.
Come on,
depending
now.
On where you want to go with your emojis. I know Rich Keefe gave him a two poops for that play. And just in general, Pop Douglas, I gave up on you a week ago, but I don't know what you do. I don't know why you and Drake May look like you've never been in the same room together.
Hard on young DeMario?
No, because we'll play some audio that makes me want to be harder on young DeMario. Because two guys had really glaring problems in that game, I would argue. Pop Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson. The tone of their professionalism and their answers post-game was telling to me. One takes it seriously, one doesn't. One showed up in a car full of buddies on the way. Ah, this is awesome, even though I don't do anything
like
around here.
It was the
here.
Opening of Entourage.
And Ramondre Stevenson, who is indeed at a career crossroads.
Uh-oh, we're there already?
I mean, already? He had 7 fumbles last year. Felt like it should have been a crossroads in the offseason.
Lest we forget also, you know what he did in his first game as a professional? Fumbled.
Yeah, he has a fumbling issue.
But if it keeps going, Andy, if I were to come over to your house on like a Thanksgiving dinner, get absolutely...
Were you invited?
Nope. I just showed up out of the blue. Get absolutely cranked and then vomit on the table. You'd be like, I don't know if I can have you over again. Like, no, I promise it'll never happen again. The next time I come over, I'm...
Are you really sorry?
Well, it doesn't matter because now I showed up hammered again and I vomited on the sofa this time.
Did you show up the week before with a 30 rack of Miller Lite and 10 pizzas?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what, in your little analogy here, that's what Ramondre Stevenson did. You don't win the game in Miami without Ramondre Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose the game at Gillette Stadium against the Steelers if Ramondre Stevenson's not on the team. You got mad when I said it yesterday, but I said, if Ramondre had never been born, if this
was
one of those
way to look at things,
different timelines, he was removed from the universe.
I mean, now we're going like full-blown Marvel comic,
you're 2-1.
Comic universe?
You're the 2-1 Patriots.
But everything's different if he's not here.
Yeah, but you're 2-1.
Come on, let's not be so drastic.
Or you're not, because maybe you lost last week, and I think you probably would. So that's just the reality. And I know everybody seems to have Ramondre Stevenson in their crosshairs. They want him gone. Get rid of him. Bench him. Can't play. Cut him.
Is
Get rid
he
of him.
Really the only reason you lost yesterday?
Not the only reason, but the biggest.
Yes.
He's the biggest reason you lost. My counterargument is,
cost you 14 points.
Who are you playing? Who are you playing? You're going to play Travion Henderson, who everybody pretends stinks at pass protection. You know what else he stinks at? Gaining yardage based on yesterday.
Yeah, it was 11.
2 yards a carry?
11 carries for, well, 2.5.
Yeah. Is that all that matters?
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I guess if he's consistent, you've
lived
long
enough
to
know every inch matters.
I everybody has told me he's going to be a superstar, and I liked his preseason. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that in the regular season?
I haven't.
Okay.
What's going on?
So you want Antonio Gibson to carry the ball maybe 15 or 20 times?
No, he's not built for that.
Okay, so who are you going to play? All you people that want to run Ramondre out of town.
They're going to get discount Ben Jarvis off the practice squad. Get ready next week for Panthers at Patriots. Ball handed to Terrell Jennings.
Oh, so we want Terrell Jennings in there.
Well, I didn't say want.
Is that your, you need Ramondre Stevenson. You know who said that first, and I totally agree with him?
Was it the coach?
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
He didn't say I want Ramondre Stevenson, did he?
No, it was I kind of need
I
Ramondre
need.
Stevenson.
There's a difference between a need and a want. None of us want to see Ramondre Stevenson,
you know, it's funny,
with the football.
A lot
they
of guys
to.
Available out there that you could have like traded for. If you needed a backup bulldozer back, you could have gotten Jordan Mason for a song like Minnesota did, who filled in nicely for Aaron Jones. 116 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's not bad.
Is he available now?
No,
he's not. Who are you going to get now?
Oh, no one now.
Doug Kide put the list out, and I skimmed it. He put it on Twitter, and I wasn't overly impressed. There was nobody that I was like, okay, you can get rid of Ramondre. You're right. If Ben Jarvis Green Ellis were still available, if this were whatever that was
42-year-old Ben Jarvis Green Ellis,
he's the perfect answer, because he won't fumble, and he'll get you whatever is blocked for him. Nothing more, nothing less. He'll get you what is blocked for. Mike Vrabel said it last night. You need Ramondre Stevenson, because you don't have another option. Do you want to just throw the ball every play?
You can't do that, because then what happens is the defense keys on your passing, and so then they'll get home to the quarterback.
You mean the defense that had 5 sacks yesterday?
Yeah, how
what
many
do you
the
want,
Patriots
10 next
have?
Week? I believe that is 0.0.
How are we feeling about the fact that right now the Patriots are on pace to give up 68 sacks this year?
Not great.
That's 4, 3, and 5. I did the math. That's an average of 4 times 17 is 68.
I think I'm in bizarro world, though. You say that, and it leads me to believe, told you guys the line was going to stink. I don't think the line stinks.
That bad, no.
I think the line has been fine. Morgan Moses, I kind of like the pizzazz and leadership he's bringing to the line. He's not great. Will Campbell.
No, TJ Watt got around him real quick yesterday.
He's TJ Watt, and Morgan Moses is 117, and he's Morgan Moses. There's no disrespect in that. Will Campbell, there's some highs and lows with his game. Mm-hmm. There were certainly some downs. At times, he looks like a left tackle who's a rookie and is confused. There is no question about that. But in totality, I think the line has been good enough. I mean, you call Garrett Bradbury a revelation. Feels strong at this point in the process.
But he's played better than you expect.
Yes, he hasn't gotten the quarterback killed. He has not ruined the game.
Nope.
I have not had a
Made
single
heady
game
plays.
Where I
heady
said
plays.
He ruined the game.
Nope.
Whereas I can say, Pop Douglas, you ruined the game. I can say, Ramondre Stevenson, you ruined the game. Defensively, they played their asses off. When we talk to Marcus Jones, that's going to be one of the questions. When the offense turns the ball over 5 times and you play your ass off like that, is it frustrating?
Sure.
He'll say no, because he's a good teammate. And that's what they're building down there, apparently, culture and teammates. But I put out a tweet after the game last night, and I truly believe this. I think sometimes people, including my old friend Paul Perillo, who accuses me of positive trolling on Twitter. Not the case. I give my real opinions,
that's
Paul Perillo.
That is an interesting dark art, positive trolling. Is that when you couch a criticism in a positive thought, but you're actually just being a dink?
No, it's more that I'm just sort of being a contrarian, giving the positive, knowing that it'll get cultivation of whatever, farming. I mean, apparently a lot of people took it that way. Your boy Robert Alvarez, one of my most hated critics on Twitter.
You guys will not be getting together for a Thanksgiving or
He's
a 30 rack anytime
optimism
soon.
Optimism from heart or positivity from heart? Yeah, I'm objective. I call it like I see it. And I think it might be my relative low expectations for this team that
big
is helping
theme yesterday.
Me.
Big theme yesterday on the Six Rings postgame show that I was unaware of. I was generally under the assumption that the majority of Pat's populi were in the 9-10 wins. Hey, we can get back into this with the offseason they've had. Little did I realize there were far more people, lots of callers. You remember the second half of the show, most of the folks were like, I'm not depressed. I'm just a little frustrated. I'm not giving up on this team because my expectations were X amount low heading into the season. And I'm actually very happy to hear that people are taking a more realistic approach as opposed to, I was promised playoffs. Now, you do deserve a better game day presentation. You do deserve to not go get five fumbles. You do deserve to pull up to the Razor on a postcard L.L. Bean type of last day of summer, first day of fall, and see a better product. You don't deserve to pull in and spend 12 hours and $1,000 with you and your friends holding season tickets and watch a team hell-bent on beating itself.
Did you deserve to go to 9 Super Bowls?
Yes.
Oh, so that's how it works. You deserve all the crazy positive,
but not
the negatives that, you know, ever hear of pendulums? What do? They swing one way, and they swing back the other way.
Sure.
The pendulum
But why does
swung.
It have to? Does it just because you lack talent, does that mean that you have to, like, be your own worst enemy?
Well, I love...
Lack high-end talent, excuse me.
I love all these national journalists and commentators.
Are they really journalists?
That are like... You know, it's crazy. The Patriots have this record of 3-16 at Gillette Stadium. It's unbelievable. Or they say, it's crazy. The Patriots haven't won back-to-back games in three. Have you watched the Patriots?
Yeah.
They've sucked for 3 years. So why is it crazy when there's a lot of losing statistics? They've been a bad football team. You know how we know that? Their actions tell us that because their record is bad and their owner fired the coach 2 years in a row. That's how bad the football was.
That's right. They did that, yeah.
The owner said it was the two worst years of his ownership tenure here in New England. That's why you have Mike Vrabel. You feel good about Mike Vrabel? 617-779-7937.
I think he's getting off the hook a little bit here. I think Mike Vrabel, like, we have calls lined up right now. People want to criticize Drake May. We've fielded calls about DeMario Douglas and Ramondre Stevenson. Where is everybody on Vrabel right now?
They love him. You know why?
Why?
Super Bowl rings. Super Bowl rings.
Nice
the same
veneer.
Reason they call in our show and say, Ted, you're the greatest. Super Bowl rings. Memories. Glory. The good old days.
Are his Super Bowl rings going to figure out how to tell Ramondre Stevenson to hold on to the ball?
No, but you also have the faith in him that he slapped around Bill Belichick a few times. He took a Titans team to an AFC title game.
I'm not denying his football intelligence, his IQ, or the people he surrounds himself with. Are you a little disappointed in the start his team has gotten off to?
100%. And I've been disappointed in the way he's handled himself. I've been disappointed in the things he has said. I've been disappointed in pretty much everything to start this season. But that doesn't mean over the long haul you have a problem. That doesn't mean that you're not on trajectory with Drake May and Mike Vrabel and Christian Gonzalez coming back next week and Will Campbell being your left tackle and some of these foundational... Milton Williams, is he playing well?
He is. I wouldn't have minded a little more pressure yesterday.
Agreed. But is he a part of the future?
Sure.
Is Pop Douglas?
I don't know.
He is not. The answer is no. Okay. Is Ramondre Stevenson?
Probably not.
No, the answer is no.
This is probably his last year in Apache.
The guys that are costing you games are not even a part of the future. Is Alex Austin part of the future? No, he was barely part of the second half. You moved on from him quickly.
He had a super terrible...
Christian Ellis, part of the future?
What's DJ James up to these days? Do you have his number?
I don't.
Real quick, could I interest you in any of these? As you said, Doug Kide had those names. I've also got a couple other ones. Could I interest you in a gently used Gus Edwards?
Nope.
Perhaps a lightly worn Jamal Williams?
Probably not.
How about Dante Foreman?
I would look into it. I would look into all of these.
Would you buy them all like a coach class ticket to come in for an audition this week?
Absolutely.
Maybe a meal at Davio's just to put like light a fire underneath Ramondre or the rest of these guys? Like I keep hearing midday guys were like, oh, you got to bench Ramondre this week on the morning show. You got to set him down this week. Send a message.
To who? To what end?
Is that going to make him fumble less?
So 20 carries for Travion Henderson? So that'll get him 40 yards, or 20 carries for Antonio Gibson. That'll get him killed, and he might have a fumble mixed in there. Because also, you know, he fumbled a lot in Washington, right? Antonio Gibson. He was a fumbler.
He was a fumbler in Washington. Yeah, ball security.
With another fumbler. Dan Ball looks like he's chomping at the bit back there, champing at the bit, looking to chime in with. What do you got, Mr. Negativity? Bring it.
Whoa.
Nothing significant. Good afternoon to you both, by the way.
And to you as well.
I thought the idea of bringing in running backs for a quasi-kicking competition, but a don't let go of the football competition was an interesting idea because, I mean, the bar is extremely low just to get some kind of quality.
I mean,
how in the world
is, you know, Zach Moss and Zeke Elliott and, remember old pal J.J. Taylor?
Zeke Elliott? As in Ezekiel Elliott? Could get him. He looked good a couple years ago.
He was your second leading receiver that year, for God's sake.
Zach Moss did very well filling in for Jonathan Taylor a season ago. I'd give him a look.
All right, you've convinced me. Charter a plane, fly all around the country.
Yep.
Pick up all the waiver wire stiffs
from 2023.
If you've ever played competent level running back in the National Football League, jump on, come to Foxborough. You know, we should probably film it. Instead of Forged in Foxborough, get those Kraft Sports production cameras out there.
Failure in Foxborough.
Redemption in Foxborough.
Fumbled in Foxborough.
Fumbled in Foxborough.
There it is. Print the tickets.
Have a reality show. Whoever wins the reality competition is your next running back of the New England Patriots.
Until Ramondre can figure out how not to fumble the football, then you know what?
Do you think that's going
to
happen?
Royce Freeman and Cordarrelle Patterson, come on down.
I don't mean to be Mr. Negative. I was optimistic for like 20 minutes, so I felt I started to itch a little. But Ramondre is not going to learn to not fumble. Do you think he didn't take it seriously last year?
Well, hold on. I've mentioned this before as well. Tiki Barber used to be one of the most notorious fumblers in the NFL, right. And he played for the most hard-ass vibe coach
over
of all time.
Over how many years?
For several.
Yeah.
And then...
So you know, now, year seven
then
jump.
They taught him how to hold the ball differently.
You don't think
didn't
he's tried
fumble
that?
The rest of the way. What? No, how about Ramondre looks to be loaf of breading it by his right side the same damn way over and over again.
If you're expecting Ramondre to suddenly not fumble, I think you haven't been paying attention. There's
right,
no
well,
chance of that.
Then you know what? Season Miles Gaskin, holder, come on down.
You remember the season ticket holder practice? What happened?
Oh,
fumbled.
He ball on the carpet.
Like, he's going to fumble. You need to find a replacement.
Then how many are acceptable? The answer should be zero.
Until you have a replacement. Again, if you don't have an option, then you got to put him back out there. That's on you building a team without an option. I told you he should have been on life support in August, and they
you
didn't have a guy
and Tom
ready.
Curran actually on this very program went back and forth about could he be a surprise cut candidate.
Yeah.
Then you saw his talent on full display at its best last week in Miami.
Yep.
Then you saw his inadequacies or his issues at their worst yesterday, and it cost you a damn game. You should have won by 17.
617-779-7937. We see your phone calls lining up. Patriots lose 21-14, 5 turnovers, 4 fumbles, 2 for Ramondre Stevenson. Everybody wants to run Ramondre out of town. I want to run Pop out of town because he has no football IQ or awareness. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about the Patriots? How you feeling about Drake May? You optimistic like me? I'll tell you why I'm so optimistic next here on WEEI Afternoons with your phone calls. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The Patriots fell to 1-2 on the season with a 21-14 home loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. New England committed 5 turnovers in the game for the first time since 2008. The team recorded 4 fumbles, 2 from Ramondre Stevenson, and 1 each from Antonio Gibson and Drake May. May also threw an interception in the game. Here is Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show earlier today talking about his team's discipline.
I don't know necessarily divine undisciplined. You know, I mean, are we the second guy? Are we throwing punches? You know, again, we always are in trying to improve our discipline using poor technique. I don't know if that's undisciplined, not being very good.
New England hosts the Carolina Panthers next weekend. Tonight, week 3 in the NFL season concludes with Monday Night Football as the 1-1 Ravens host the 1-1 Lions. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins right here on WEEI at 7 p.m. The Red Sox missed out on their chance to sweep the Rays last night, losing in the finale by a score of 7-3. Connelly Early was on the losing end for the first time in his career. He went the first 4 innings, giving up 2 earned runs while striking out 4. Off day today for the Sox, they begin a 3-game series in Toronto on Tuesday. The Bruins lost to the Washington Capitals in their preseason debut 5-2 yesterday afternoon at TD Garden. Morgan Geeky and Patrick Brown scored Boston's goals. The Bees visit the New York Rangers tomorrow night. And finally, the New England Revolution fell to the Philadelphia Union on Saturday. The final was 1-0. They host Atlanta United next weekend at Gillette. Contractors, builders, and homeowners visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not so fast, my friend, Ramondre Stevenson. They still need you until they have a replacement. And I will go back to that. I think Mike Vrabel was being quite honest. Didn't say he wants Ramondre Stevenson. Said he needs him. They need him because right now they don't have another option. Antonio Gibson is a change of pace back who had fumbling problems in Washington and fumbled yesterday. Travion Henderson has been very ineffective as a runner. He looked a little timid to me running yesterday. There weren't a lot of holes. I'm not sure. I'm quite sure he's not ready to be the lead back or a significant carry type guy. So they don't have any other options. Until they find another option, they need Ramondre Stevenson.
Too many penalties, too. Also, like the pass pro, which we, you know, I'm not going to say we're sold a false bill of goods on, but we saw it was one of like the hallmarks of his game at Ohio State coming into the NFL hasn't been great.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. There were a lot of those predictions. Feels like that might be over.
Yeah.
It's only 3 weeks in. I mean, I guess he could have a hell of a run over the final 14.
A lot of running backs also went down for the season yesterday.
Maybe. We'll see. But Patriots lose 21-14 to the Steelers, or they kind of lose to the Patriots. Patriots beat the Patriots 21-14 at Gillette Stadium. Five turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson had two of those. Pop Douglas, who has no football awareness or rapport working with Drake May, couldn't get the fourth down, the fourth and two opportunity. And Aaron Rodgers is allowed to leave town with a smile on his face. That dink went home happy. Maybe that's the worst part of it. That dink went home happy. That annoys me. You could have beaten Aaron Rodgers and
I know
Mike Tomlin, and you didn't.
Did Drake? Was Drake? Was there a small part of Drake May that was like, "Oh man, I got to play Aaron Rodgers, and at least he got Aaron Rodgers finally got a win at Gillette."
617-779-7937. Let's mix in your opinions. How you feeling about the Patriots, Ramondre, Pop, and Drake May? Let's go to our buddy Jim in Hanover. What's up, Jim?
Andy, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I think your boy played a good game yesterday. Like I said, I just want to see him perfect his passing from the pocket. Yeah, I listened to Boomer on the early show even. Boomer said he played a great game. He just got to work on his passing. His passing's been great, and he wants him to get it better. That's all he wants. The thing is, I want to say one thing. The best bet in the NFL this week, early this week, was take the under against the Patriots. 8.5, I did. There's no way they're going anywhere. Buckle up and see the turbulence come at you now, because the real thing's going to happen.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Uh-oh.
Some of us took the under months and months and months ago. And by some of us, I mean Stiz, who's been saying this could be a... Stiz, what was your lowest number you said on the air?
Six.
What was your six lowest number you said off the air?
Well, maybe seven was the lowest I said on air. Six is kind of where I was at.
Well, I heard lower numbers off air, I feel like.
Maybe.
You want to share those on air?
No, I don't think
that's why they were off air.
What did
Andy?
You think?
6-7, huh?
Yeah, I was always around 6-7, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. But I agree with you, Andy, from the start. Like, I thought people were overrating this team.
What was it that led so many people to overrate this team? Was it the Vrabel factor? Is it the Drake May jump? Josh, what do you think it was?
All of it. It was closing the door on what everybody thought was the most inept year situation coaching staff you'll ever see, bringing in Mike Vrabel, the guy that a lot of people wanted when Mayo actually arrived, having Drake May, selling yourself on Josh McDaniels, did it with Mac Jones, so Josh McDaniels is going to do it with Drake May, make him into a winner. They also invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the roster to bring in a defensive lineman, to bring in a cornerback to help. Oh, and then you had your biggest glaring need, and you use the fourth pick in the draft on a left tackle. So there were a lot of reasons to get caught up in it.
Mac Jones, 2-0.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mac Jones actually had a good comment last about his interception. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where he's like, they asked, like, the play that the defender made. He goes, well, I threw it right to him, so it's not like he made a play. All he did was catch the football that I threw right to him. I was like, Mac, if you had been a little bit more like that in New England, you might have liked, not the pick part, but the
he did plenty of the picks over here.
Yeah, just the personality part. But people are doing that already, Stiz. People are doing, Mac Jones is 2-0. What is Drake May? He's 1-2. He's never won two games in his career.
Should have kept Joe Milton around.
Nope.
Okay, no,
you shouldn't. We're not doing any of this.
No.
We're not doing the low-hanging fruit. Yes, Dan Ball.
Did everybody enjoy Joe Milton's pick that he threw in the end zone last night? I did.
Oh, did he throw one?
Yes, he did.
He got garbage time against the Bears.
And you know what?
Just like his starter, Dak Prescott.
That's why when my gambling application allowed me an early cash out on my bet that needed over in the Bears-Dallas game, I took the cash out.
Smart.
That was very smart.
401 says, Drake May is and will never be the guy in New England. Is not good under pressure.
There's a ton of that.
It's unbelievable. So Tom Brady was talking about it. We played some of the clips last week. And there's been a lot of angst in terms of the development of young quarterbacks. You people are part of the problem. And I'll lump myself in. We, the people, are part of the problem.
Okay.
Because we say you need more patience. And we say you need to give these quarterbacks time to develop. And Dan Ball tells me all the time, in all sports, development is not linear. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. A young guy, 23 years old, Drake May, right?
Uh-huh.
Aaron Rodgers been in the NFL for 23
seasons.
Not quite. But it's basically he's played in the league as long as Drake May has been alive. That's the comparison for you. That's what he's dealing with. And you're seeing all these guys now. Baker Mayfield's good, right?
He's super good.
Yeah. Has he always been super good?
He started off well, then he got lousy, then he got super lousy, then he got better, and now he's great again.
Yeah. So he's developed, and he's kind of maybe
He's learned some things. And that's like Travion Henderson. His development is going to be linear. He's not going to come in.
Nobody cares about a running back. The quarterback is the guy that is in the spotlight. The quarterback is the guy that every day.
Nobody cares about a running back.
No one cares.
The running back
no one
cost
ever
you the
talks
game
about
yesterday.
Running back development.
Oh,
no one
ever.
You thrust him out there, you broke him, you did this. It's the exact opposite. Running back is seen as the most play ready position in the National
They're
Football
League.
They're
disposable in the NFL, or so I've been told.
But the quarterback position, everybody says you got to let him develop. Then a guy goes out, marches up and down the field, should have won the game. The numbers were unreal in a landslide for the Patriots, other than the turnover column and other than the scoreboard. Those two things went to the Steelers. Drake May played a good game, and you have the 401 saying, I lost it now, too many texts have come
well,
in,
let me
he'll
give
never
this.
Be good. He's never going to be anything. He hasn't started for a year yet, and you're ready to throw this guy to the curb? What? How about the guy in Carolina? How about the guy named Bryce Young? You benched him in the middle of his second September.
Yeah.
Second September.
I would have never probably drafted him in the
and
first
you're gonna,
place.
But that's not about that. Once you draft him, you're pot committed, as they say.
Well, that's why
you
they switch coaches.
Him.
Yeah.
And now you're going to bench him in his second September? That's on you. That's
Who
not on
him. Who the hell's going to bench Drake May? The text line? Wow, thank God the text line doesn't
No, they've
coach
already
the
said
Patriots.
He'll never be good.
Well, here's one for you. On the socials, at Jumbo Hart, Fitzy GFY, at WEI. Drake May turned the ball over three times, and it could have been four if not for the defender dropping it right out of his hands and a penalty on the first drive. This wasn't a good game by him.
You know that's
Why won't
wrong,
you
right?
guys take the rose-colored glasses off?
He turned the ball over twice.
Yes.
Where's the third turn?
I'm reciting.
Now, he should have had one. He hit the guy in the hands on the second play of the game, third play of the game, whatever it was.
That was
hideous drop. But that's where people are adding to his mistakes. And I know I'm going to come off as a quarterback apologist and Drake May defender, and people will probably lump it in. Oh, Drake May is on the WEEI afternoons, and he is. Stick around. 4 o'clock, hopefully. Hopefully with a landline or at least a good cell phone this week to talk about his performance. But we point fingers at NFL owners and coaches that they move on from quarterbacks too fast, that they expect too much too soon. We should look in the mirror and point with a thumb because we all expect too much too soon. The hardest job in all of sports is what?
Afternoons on EEI.
Okay, what's the second hardest job in all of sports? Yeah, working with Fitzy. I get it. Working with Fitzy, hardest job in all of sports.
Quarterback.
Quarterback. What's the most important job in all of sports?
Quarterback.
Yes. And yet we
That's
expect these guys
the after.
To hit the ground running and just be good despite inexperience, talent around them, whatever.
The problem is, one, the equation is or expectations are kind of queered by what happened with Tom Brady. That's an appropriate word. No, you're allowed to use it in that
Stiz
context.
Stiz and I both just raised an eyebrow.
No, nope,
dumped it.
Nope. Yeah, you guys go home and study your OED. The equation got mucked up. How about that? It was messy. The expectations have been altered forever because of what happened when someone else who came in and started right off the bench and led the team on a... They forget, Andy, how talented the rest of the roster was. Everything will always be compared to Tom Brady around here. Fair or not, that's what's always going to happen. You have a permanent gold standard that is now memorialized in defiant bronze outside of the second football stadium that's been built in Foxborough that is going to cause expectations to forever be altered.
That is
fair
stupid.
Or not.
That is stupid. Not I only know. Is it unfair, it's stupid. It's stupid to compare him to Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. We've all accepted that that's a fact, not an opinion, right?
Yeah,
that Tom Brady is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So the next quarterback or the next after the next is also going to be the greatest of all time?
The next after the next after the next
in
after the
same
next
spot.
After the next?
Is every bull supposed to be the next Michael Jordan?
Sure. Nah, this ball character is not that good or Jason Williams not that good or whoever these guys. Do they compare everybody to Michael Jordan?
They shouldn't.
Like, that's not fair. In fact, it should be the exact opposite. You already got the GOAT. Like, is every linebacker in New York have to be LT? No,
isn't
you have
he the next Tom? Oh, Abdul Carter is supposed
is
to be.
Is Ricky Pearsall going to be the next Jerry Rice? No. Once you've had the GOAT, I feel like you got to lower your standards even more so and be like, we're probably not going to get the GOAT
happy
twice.
Just be happy someone's good.
Yes, Stiz.
So I agree with you that maybe fans are jumping out the window and a little too quick to criticize him. But I tuned into the Six Rings postgame show yesterday, and I believe you started the show off with, well, we got our guy. Yeah. No more questions. We got our... So
that
are
sounds
you
stronger
doing
than I sold
no,
it.
No, that's how you said it.
You that, find the audio and prove it to me.
I shall.
It's available on the Odyssey app, Spotify,
so
iTunes.
So now, are maybe you going the opposite way a little much?
Maybe. Am I pushing back against the masses and I know people are jumping? Although, I will say I was surprised. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll get to the poll of the day. And I used Drake May as the leaping off point, and I was based on the calls and texts we got yesterday on the postgame show, I think that misled me to what most people in Patriot Nation are feeling. How are you feeling about Drake May? After yesterday's performance, are you feeling better or worse about your franchise quarterback
I know
in his second
how I
season?
I know how I think it should go. I'll be very surprised, I bet.
The results of that poll up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was noted turd polisher Mike Vrabel on The Greg Hill Show.
That's not his job.
Mike Vrabel joins The Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. And he was talking about, and I brought this up, Fitzy, we had different numbers. I thought it was 8% was the win rate if you turned it over like that five times. He says it's 5%, so I was being a little optimistic.
I'm shocked it's even 5.
It does feel like that, but I told you, there's probably examples in there where the other team kind of sucked too and did some really dumb things.
3 or 4 turnovers, still less than 5.
Less than 5,
right,
but more
home
than ideal or more than winning football in their own right. But that was Mike Vrabel talking about And this has been a common theme. He started this last week in Miami where resiliency. Oh, that's great. Maybe we could stop showing that we're resilient so often and just, I don't know, play from ahead, play easy, stride it out kind of thing.
Yeah, they had a lead last week. What'd they do with it? Oh, yeah, whizzed it away and then barely hit, were able to come back and get it. And they held on by literally a shoelace.
And they were holding on this week from the get-go. They win the coin toss and they decide, we want the ball. Then they get a bad kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get bad Drake May to start the game.
Three and out.
Overwhelmed, and you've already given away your potential advantage. No more deferring, double scores, all those things we talk about from the past. And you're sort of chasing. 617-779-7937. Got to pay off the tees before we get to your phone calls. The poll today, Andy Hart, at Jumbo Hart on Twitter, at WEEI Afternoons. How do you feel about Drake May and his future as the Patriots franchise quarterback after yesterday's game? Two options, better or worse.
Can I guess the percentages?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to guess. You kind of teased that it was, I'm getting the vibe that it's more negative than anticipated. I'll go 55-45.
No, better, 78%. Whoa! Worse, 22%. So people agree with me after Drake May's performance yesterday, coming off the heels of the universally regarded best game of his career in the win in Miami. People are feeling pretty good. And Drake May is fifth in the NFL in passing yardage. He is high in completion percentage. I don't have that in my rundown from Dan Ball today. But he's completing a high percentage of his passes. He is throwing for a lot of yards, despite wide receivers who aren't very good or aren't doing a lot. Drake May is doing good things. Drake May, yesterday, 28 of 37, 268. He had 45 yards rushing, so he had over 300 yards of total offense.
Uh-huh.
Two passing TDs.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just go to the phone lines now. We'll stop there.
What about the almost pick and the fumble and the,
oh, yeah,
and the other pick? And two turnovers.
Media. Typical Boston media.
Yeah, typical negative Boston media.
Let's go to Mark in Roxbury. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking a call. Andy, I got a quick question for you. Yesterday, I listened to you on a podcast.
Yeah.
Great choice.
And you had made a statement about how that Drake May has been the best young quarterback so far this year. And that Jaden Daniels hurt. You're saying give Drake May some leeway and everything, but I want to know, Jaden Daniels had a great year last year. He won his first game this year. Why doesn't that leeway also apply to Jaden Daniels, who's a young quarterback and in the same class? So thank you guys for taking the call. Keep up the good work, man. I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that.
I'm a little confused by his inquiry.
So he's asking about, and I stretched the truth, and I had some parameters to make it fit my argument as I am wont to do.
No.
With Jaden Daniels hurt. Jaden Daniels is hurt. Marcus Mariota led Washington to an easy victory.
And by the way, Marcus Mariota, it's strange how Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback of the 2024 class, and yet Marcus Mariota hops in, and you would never guess that Jaden Daniels wasn't in.
Yeah, and I think there are... so. Without getting into the details of why Washington can win with their backup, those details that might include good offensive coordinator, good scheme, offensive line they invested in, weapons they invested in, Terry McLaurin, true number one receiver, all of those things. Forget that. I think I was basically saying, and you were on the show with me too as well, Fitz.
Yesterday's
show?
Yeah, I was definitely sitting there.
Except for those few seconds when you checked out, and I was like, Fitzy?
That was a technical
issue. Fitzy, you still there?
Issue.
Fitzy, can you come back? Fitzy? I was basically saying if you week to week it,
yep.
Like, he's hurt, so he's almost out of sight, out of mind. If you're just going to base it on what they've done to this point in their careers, Jaden Daniels in a runaway is the best quarterback from a year ago. But Michael Penix, he was supposed to be good till he sucked this week. J.J. McCarthy was supposed to be good because he had one good quarter, except now he's hurt and he sucks because the next game he really sucked.
What about Bo Nix? He's 1-2 just like Drake May.
Bo Nix is going to ride this roller coaster, and Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams looks good yesterday. Williams has a nice
Dallas
win.
Dallas is like playing the Dolphins. That defense is so bad, it's going to make everybody look like an all-star.
And Caleb Williams has more talent around him. And Caleb Williams has what all you people told me was the best offensive mind in football in Ben Johnson.
That's pretty damn good. It's a pretty damn good one.
Okay, so like we're going to ride a bit of a roller coaster here.
Whose talent would you take, Surratt? Would you take the Bears? Do you believe the Bears have better skill and better offensive line play?
Than the Patriots?
Yeah.
I'll answer that question after a three-point stance, because up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 3 o'clock, three hosts, three opinions, and mine is going to be a follow-up on an opinion I had last week. There's a certain member of Boston sports that was set up for failure before he even took the field this week, and it's with the Red Sox, who lost But the Red Sox did win two games over the weekend to save their season, even though Dan Ball is a bit negative right now and has some real negative thoughts on the season moving forward. I'm going to tell you which Boston sports figure was set up for failure last night. It's on the baseball field. It's for the Red Sox. That's up next here. 3-Point Stance, WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.